What's up, divers? Welcome into the Deep Dive Fantasy Football Podcast, where I take a deep analytical look at fantasy football and combine it with a common sense approach to lead us to some titles. I'm your host, Brandon Gabor, and before we get started, remember you can follow me on my main platform being Twitter at Deep Dive FF, Instagram at Deep Dive Fantasy Football, YouTube at Deep Dive Fantasy Football, even TikTok at Deep Dive FF. And as always, check out the website, deepdivefantasyfootball.com. With that being said, let's get into the content. What is up, divers? Oh my goodness. I have not said that in forever. It has been a very long time. I know. So if you're listening to this, I don't even know if I'm even posting this on socials. Maybe it'll just be for the people that are still subscribed after all this time since my last episode. But guys, I'm telling you, I have been doing lots of research. I still have been just as crazy about fantasy. I just haven't been able to post. I've been super busy with my career, been taking off in that department, taking off in my personal life. You know, there may be a special somebody that's going to be announced here soon. Maybe, hopefully, we'll see. But anyways, aside from that, I do have to say I'm excited to be back on the podcast. We are going to be talking about rookie running backs that are incoming. So not the rookie running backs in the NFL that just finished their first year. No, no, no. We're talking about the guys coming into the draft. I'm going to have a mock draft episode. Planning on having a wide receiver episode. We'll see. We'll see about the wide receivers, but we're definitely going to talk about the running backs right now. I feel the most passionate about the running backs at the moment. I'm not going to get too crazy with like specifics about every single running back, but I'm going to tell you where I have them ranked, some of the things I like about the guys that I have at the top, what my values are. We'll talk about a couple things that come up naturally as well. So with that said, let's get into it. And thank you guys for tuning in. Number one, obviously Bijan Robinson, right? He's 21.2. So there's a couple of things we're going to keep hitting on. All right. The things we're going to keep hitting on is age, height, weight, just so you guys can have an idea of, you know, the body of composition that the player has. Then we're going to talk about their vertical, their 10, if the stat is available, their 10-yard split. So that first 10 yards in the 40-yard dash has actually been proven to be more predictive over NFL running back success than the 40-yard dash time itself. But the 10-yard split has actually been more predictive for NFL success because that's that get-up. That's that acceleration. That's what helps you get through the hole, right? So that's what's more important than long-term 40-yard dash speed. So we're going to talk about 10-yard splits for those that have it, and vertical. Vertical's also been a very good predictor for future NFL success at the running back position. Those are those two and the three cone are the three most predictive stats, but most of the running backs in this class did not run a three cone. I think only two of them did the three cone, so at least out of like the top guys. So we don't really have any stats in that category. But obviously, Bijan Robinson's number one. I don't need to explain that. Everybody likes to say he's like Saquon Barkley. I actually have a slightly different comp that I like a little bit more. I think he's a more athletic Le'Veon Bell. A lot of people like to go Saquon Barkley because he's got similar athleticism, but Saquon Barkley is more athletic than Bijan. Bijan is a great prospect, but let's not get crazy. He isn't Saquon. He's close, but he's not Saquon. I like to say he's a more athletic Le'Veon Bell. He's got the receiving ability, he's got the size, has the patience, sometimes a little too patient, might dance a little bit too much, but he's a great prospect. He's absolutely elite. He's the best running back to come out probably since Saquon. That's another reason people love to compare them. But Bijan, obviously number one, that's consensus all over the place. Now, number two, pretty much, once again, consensus all over the place, Jahmyr Gibbs. A lot of people like to compare him to Alvin Kamara. I kind of think Jacobs is a little bit better. I like the Josh Jacobs comp. But it's really just because I don't want people to just come in and think, oh, he's going to be Alvin Kamara and just have a ridiculous, unrealistic expectation. Could he do that? Yeah, he needs to refine some things, needs to get better at some things. I don't like just saying these rookies are going to be these NFL players. But I do get the Kamara comp. I just think it's a little overbearing. It's a little too much. But he could be that. I like DeAndre Swift, Josh Jacobs as better comps. Jahmyr Gibbs is 21, so a little bit younger than Bijan, but they're both right there at 21 years old. Jahmyr Gibbs is shorter and lighter. He's 5'9", 199 pounds. He had a worse vertical. His vertical was 33.5. Bijan's was 37. And both Bijan and Jahmyr had the same 10-yard split, 1.52. Most of the running backs we're going to talk about are in between 1.52 and 1.54. So honestly, I don't even know if we need to talk about the 10-yard splits for these guys because they're all right there next to each other. There's nobody significantly horrible and super, super good. So in terms of that, it's going to be the same. So we're going to focus more on the size of these running backs, the vertical, and then just obviously their actual talent. Some of the things that Jahmyr Gibbs does well: he's got good vision, he's got good speed, elusiveness, quickness, hesitations, head fakes, cuts, receiving ability. That's why he has that Kamara comp. Some of the cons, though, to me that I see is tackle breaking. That's something that Kamara's a lot better at, and that's why I kind of hesitate with that comparison. Jahmyr Gibbs to me doesn't seem like somebody who's going to be able to break a lot of tackles. He's 199 pounds. That's pretty decent at 5'9". But he doesn't look like 199. He doesn't carry that 199 and make it obvious. You don't see it in the way he plays his game. So unless he starts working on things, either whether that's getting stronger, staying the same weight, but you know, just losing some body fat, changing his BMI or something like that, or just getting better at staying on his feet and brushing people off, being a little bit more aggressive maybe, but I don't see too much tackle breaking. And he's not the best in pass protection. But other than those two things, he is the number two. He's my number two. He's everybody else's number two. So that's Jahmyr Gibbs. Also, we will be getting to, after the running back rankings themselves, the guys I'm actually finding myself taking because of where they're being taken at, the guys I think are values. And I'm going to give you guys a first round rookie mock. Not the NFL draft first round with 31 picks since Miami lost theirs, but the, you know, top 12 for fantasy purposes. So that's Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. At number three, I have Zach Charbonnet. He is 22.2, so he's pretty much a year older than the other two guys. He is the biggest, though. He is 6 foot, 214, pretty much the same weight as Bijan's, just got an inch on him. His vert is also 37, just like Bijan, and has a 1.54 10-yard split, so pretty much similar to Bijan. So honestly, he's looking pretty good. And his pros, he's got vision, he's got size, strength, power, presence. He's got that Derrick Henry presence. He gets vertical. He doesn't waste his time. He doesn't dance. He's boom. He hits it and goes. He breaks tackles. He moves piles. He stutter steps, and he does it without losing much momentum. And so my comp for Zach Charbonnet is DeMarco Murray. I liked DeMarco Murray a lot when he was in the NFL, as most of you, I'm sure. I think Zach Charbonnet can be the next DeMarco Murray when DeMarco Murray was in his prime. The only cons that I'm really seeing with Charbonnet is he doesn't have great speed or great agility, and he runs a little bit high. He could hopefully lower those pads a little bit and be able to move the piles even better than he already does. Jahmyr Gibbs and Zach Charbonnet are exact opposites. They are polar opposites almost. Charbonnet, you're not really looking at. He could be like DeMarco Murray was. He could take those dump off receptions, maybe. We don't know. We haven't seen too much of that. But he's not a receiving running back like Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs is quick on his feet. He's elusive. He's agile. Zach Charbonnet is going to hit you in the mouth and mow you over. So they're very different types of running backs. Both are successful in the NFL. But, you know, some of us have different tastes for fantasy. Some of us like the Jahmyr Gibbs type. Some of us like the Charbonnet type. Honestly, I like both of them, and I'm taking them pretty much right on top of each other. So in the draft, so I like them. I think I could see an argument to be made to put Charbonnet over Gibbs, depending on landing spot. I don't move people into different tiers depending on landing spot. However, I do move people within the same tier. I have Jahmyr Gibbs and Zach Charbonnet in the same tier. So Bijan's in a tier by himself. Then in tier two, we've got Gibbs and Charbonnet. Then we've got, and I'm a lot higher on this guy than most people. Okay. My number four is Kendre Miller. First off, he is super young. For all the dynasty guys out there, he is super young. He is not even 21 years old yet. So Kendre Miller is the second youngest running back we are going to talk about on this podcast. 20.8 years old, 5'11", 215. Okay, that's the exact 5'11", 215. That's what he weighed in at the combine. That's also exactly what Bijan weighed in at the combine. Kendre Miller did not participate in the drills, so we don't really know the measurement drill, so we don't know what his vert is, what his 40 is, anything like that. But when I watch him on the field, he looks like he is in a rush to get to the end zone, and I absolutely love it. He goes downhill quick. He has max effort. He fights through tackles. He's got good spatial awareness. I really like me some Kendre Miller, and he is one of the ones that I am going to have everywhere because he is going right now towards the middle to back end of the second. Well, I'm going to take him there every time. That's a really good value in my eyes. I don't know where he's going to go in the NFL draft. If he goes in the fourth round, that's going to suck. If he goes in the second round, that's going to be sick. It's probably more likely that he's right there in the middle of the third round, which I'm completely cool with. We've seen plenty of running backs, especially lately, come out successfully in that round range. But I like Kendre Miller a lot. Sometimes when I'm watching him, I could get some Dalvin Cook vibes. Not 100%, but I do get that vibe sometimes. So that's I struggle finding a comp for him. I really do. But I would say some of the things I see with how he runs the ball is similar to Dalvin Cook. Then my number five, also a guy I'm a lot higher on, is Roschon Johnson. He's 22.2, same age as Zach Charbonnet, a little bit older than Kendre Miller, well, definitely way older than Kendre Miller, but a little bit older than Bijan and Jameer. Roschon Johnson was the backup to Bijan Robinson in college. He's 6 foot, 219, so he is the bigger version of Bijan Robinson. His vert, not great, 31.5. Yeah, that's not great. 1.52, 10-yard split, that's the same as Bijan. To me, Bijan's always compared to Saquon Barkley, right? I think he's a more athletic Le'Veon Bell. I think Roschon is a less athletic Saquon Barkley. I think Roschon is somebody that people are going to sleep on naturally because he wasn't even a starter on his own college team. So it's hard to just fully buy into a running back like that. But I'll give you another running back that was in that same exact situation. And we keep talking about the guy today, Saquon. Saquon's backup, Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders was behind Saquon and never was really a full starter until Saquon left. Well, then he was good in college and everyone's like, oh, who's this? Who's this? This guy looks good. Well, Roschon and Bijan are kind of in the same light. And that's partly why Roschon is going at the back of the second round, top of the third round in 12-team Superflex rookie drafts right now. I am not joking when I tell you that between Kendre Miller and Roschon Johnson, I think that they should be being taken at the very top of the second round. So I love those two guys. I'm taking them in the middle of the second round all the time. And I'm just going to tell you guys some overall rankings that I've looked at. Okay, so I took the rankings and I compiled them on and made an average between the Draft Network's top 15 rookie running backs in this class, PFF's top 10, PFN, that's Pro Football Network, their top 15, 4-for-4 Football's top 10, Walter Football's top 15, and I averaged all of them out, did the math, put together a comprehensive ranking list. Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Zach Charbonnet are the consensus 1, 2, 3. After that, the number 4 is Devon Achain. I need to learn how to say his name. I don't know how to say it right now. I don't know if it's Achane or Achain. I'm assuming it's Achain. But Devon Achain is number 4. Tank Bigsby is number 5. Kendre Miller is number 6. Kendre Miller is my 4. I love Kendre Miller. Then they have Tyjae Spears at 7, Sean Tucker at 8, Zach Evans at 9, Roschon Johnson at 10. Roschon Johnson is my 5. So I've got Kendre Miller 2 spots higher. I've got Roschon Johnson 5 spots higher. And I absolutely love them. I really do. I'm taking them everywhere. Then at 6, I have Chase Brown, 22.3 years old, 5'10", 205 pounds. Very, very good vertical, showing some great burst and athleticism and strength in the lower body with a 40-inch vertical, 1.5 310-yard split. That's Chase Brown at number 6 for my rookie running back rankings. At 7, I have Kenny McIntosh. He's 23.1. He's definitely on the older side. 6 foot, 204 pounds. That's a nice build. 1.54, 10-yard split. The biggest thing with Kenny McIntosh is that he is a receiving threat. That's what intrigues me about him. At 8, we have the youngest running back to be on this list in the top 14 that we are discussing, Israel Abanikanda. He's 20.4. So remember, Kendre Miller is the second youngest. He's 20.8. So Israel Abanikanda, he has a lot to grow into. He could get bigger. He could get faster. He could do a lot of things reasonably because he's so young. He's still got so much to go, so much to grow into, so much to learn. He's a home run hitter right now. He's 216 pounds on a 5'9 frame. That is, I think, looking at the numbers right now, that might be the heaviest weight to height ratio out of all the running backs in this class. Because he is, let's see, actually that, yeah, he is. He's the heaviest, aside from Roshan. Roshan's got 4 pounds on him, but Roshan's also got 2 inches on him. So, 3 inches on him. So, he's the second heaviest running back in this class, and he's one of the shortest at 5'9". And he's a home run hitter. He's big. He sheds tackles. He can build up that speed. I'm pretty sure he was a track star. So, that's, you know, part of the home run hitting right there. So, he's intriguing. He's basically intriguing to me because of his age and his speed, his home run hitting ability and his age. Those are what's driving Israel all the way up to number 8 for me, despite him not being in the top 10 average over everybody that we talked about. Tyjae Spears comes in at 9 for me, 21.7 years old, 5'10", 201 pounds, 39-inch vertical. That's really nice. Tyjae Spears is very interesting. If he ends up being used in a receiving role, he could be a very good fantasy asset, but he's going to need to be able to get those carries too. Hopefully he can land somewhere where he's able to get 12 touches a game, because then we'll be able to use him in fantasy and be happy with his output. Tank Bigsby is number 10 for me. Now, on the average, the overall average I went over all the other lists that I compiled, Tank Bigsby is RB5. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't get why everybody loves Tank Bigsby. I don't see anything special. I don't see that he has a lot of people like to say, like an ace or a specialty. He doesn't have anything that he is just perfect at. He doesn't have anything that is a calling card for him. He doesn't have anything he excels at that is going to change the game for him. He's not super fast. He's not super big. He's not a great receiver. He doesn't have elite vision. I don't know what it is that everybody sees. He's not like super shifty, making everybody miss. I don't know what it is that he has that everybody loves to put him at 5, because this is a nice, deep running back class. But I can't do it. 21.5 years old, 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, 32.5-inch vertical, not great, 1.54, 10-yard split, and I'm just not really seeing much to be impressed with. So when we get here is when I'm kind of losing interest in the running backs. So I'm taking all the guys up to 9. Tyjae Spears at 9. Will I take Bigsby? Maybe if he was in like the 3rd round, but that's not going to happen. Everybody likes him way more than me. I don't think he's a value at all. I'm not going to be touching him. Sean Tucker at 11, 21.5 years old as well, 5'9", 207 pounds, didn't participate in drills. Number 12, Devon Achane, 21.4 years old, 5'9", 188 pounds, 33-inch vertical, not great. Which is actually interesting to me because he's a pretty fast running back and everybody's tantalized by his speed, yet he has a poor vertical. That's not really something that goes well. That's not something that you see. The fast people on the field usually jump really high as well because it kind of translates. And a lot of the training that you do for speed helps you build a vertical. A lot of your vertical training is going to help you be faster, especially off the line in your 10-yard split, which I will say he had the highest or the fastest 10-yard split, if I remember correctly, at 1.51. Everybody we've been talking about has been 1.52 to 1.54. He's at 1.51. So he's a little tiny, 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 tiny bit faster on the 10-yard split than everybody else, but not anything super significant. So he's at 12 for me, despite being the overall consensus RB4 on all the other lists. So he's also somebody with Tank Bigsby that I'm not touching. Could he end up being really good? I could be wrong. Yes. But I don't really see myself taking him where he's being drafted right now. Zach Evans at 13, 21.9 years old, 5'11", 202 pounds. And then Deuce Vaughn rounding it out at running back 14 for me. He's 21.5 years old, 5'5", 179 pounds, 35.5 inch vertical. Kind of a little bit like Clyde, but not nearly as good as Clyde. And that's what we've got for running backs. We are going to now go over the top 12. I'll go to 13 just so I can throw somebody in that I want to throw in. But this is going to be my Superflex rookie dynasty rankings right here. And I'm going to give you guys the tiers. So I think the top four picks are going to be your first tier. Okay? You've got three quarterbacks and you've got one running back. For me right now, CJ Stroud, while he doesn't have as big of a ceiling as the others, he is more athletic than people give him credit for. He's 6'3". He's got a good build. He's not like this unathletic pocket passer. He's an athletic pocket passer. So I'm going to keep CJ Stroud at number one right now. He's the one that I feel the most comfortable in not busting in the NFL. Bryce Young has his concerns because of his size. And other than that, he's golden. So Bryce Young is my number two. Same tier, though. So when I have guys in the same tier, that means if you want to change the order, be my guest. I'm not going to argue with you. Anthony Richardson is my third-ranked player in this class for fantasy purposes. He could easily be number one. He could easily be number one because of his rushing. But also, when we're talking about dynasty, we're looking at longevity. Right now, there's not a whole lot of confidence in Anthony Richardson being able to support a franchise, be the face of a franchise, to be able to earn a second contract, a third contract, as much as there is for CJ Stroud and Bryce Young. And because of that, that's why he's quarterback three for me, but he's in the same tier. So if you believe in Anthony Richardson, he is a better passer than most people give him credit for. He moves through the pocket well, handles pressure well. He's just not the most accurate right now, and sometimes he doesn't make the best decisions. But also, if you take the context of a lot of those decisions in college, maybe they weren't so bad after all. For example, like if it's third and 20, this is a good example. If it's third and 20 and you throw an interception, but you throw the interception all the way down on the other side of the field at the 10-yard line, that's where you would have gotten, that's where they would have gotten the ball if you were punting it anyway. So you might as well just take a shot down there, give a receiver a 50-50 ball chance. If he doesn't come down with it, if it's an interception and they get tackled there, so what? It's the same result as a punt. That's just an example. But anyways, that's not the whole first tier because obviously we got to throw in Bijan Robinson. So between CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, and Bijan Robinson, those are my top four. That's tier number one. So if you want to put Bijan at the top or any of the quarterbacks at the top, be my guest. I'm not going to argue with you. Then we've got a small second tier. For me, it's three players. It's Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Zach Charbonnet. Jaxon Smith-Njigba separated himself from Jordan Addison for me. They were their own tier. It was those two, but he has completely separated himself from Jordan Addison, partly because of what he did that was good, and Jordan Addison also running a little bit slower than I was hoping for. Now, he didn't run slow. I'm not worried about Addison, but I just was hoping he would be able to put a little bit faster times up for us. But Jaxon Smith-Njigba had a very, 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 very fast three cone. I think it was three cone. Or is it a shuttle? I always mix up the names on those. But he put up elite numbers. He had put up a number that we have not seen in a long time. The second best person was like 20% worse than what Jaxon Smith-Njigba put up. And it was basically showing his ability to change direction, his ability to cut, his ability to accelerate out of cuts. And he's a very good route runner. He was the number one wide receiver in the room with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave when they were all there together. Now, could that be because he was seeing easier defense than Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave? Maybe, but it goes without saying he was outproducing those two. And in college, the best player is usually the one who's producing the most. So it's possible he might be the best out of those three. And when Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave both were asked, they both said Jaxon Smith-Njigba was the best wide receiver in that room. So that's got to tell you something. Now, they might be saying that to hype him up and help his draft stock because they're all buddies and, you know, they're looking out for him. Possible. And maybe very realistic. Or that could be really what they thought. So Jaxon Smith-Njigba for me, he's number five. The only person I could see myself or justifiably somebody else taking over Jaxon Smith-Njigba are the two running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs, Zach Charbonnet. I told you guys I had them right on top of each other. I have them at 6 and 7. So I have my first tier as the top four. Then my second tier is 5 through 7. That's Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jahmyr Gibbs, Zach Charbonnet. Really like those guys. I think Charbonnet and Gibbs are going to be locked and loaded top 24 running backs as rookies. Then we've got our next tier. This next tier is four players. It's Will Levis, because we're talking Superflex. It's Will Levis, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnson in that order. I'll take Will Levis first because he's a quarterback. I liked him a lot. I've actually really, really started to cool on Will Levis. A long time ago, I liked him better than Anthony Richardson. The more research I've done, the more people that are much smarter than me that I've listened to, that scout quarterbacks talking about Richardson and Will Levis, they've kind of got me to completely do a 180 there and flip my gaze toward Richardson, who's looking a lot better to me now than before because of things like that context that we were talking about earlier. Will Levis is also something that kind of I've thought, and it actually applies to Richardson too. This is part of the concerns I have for them. They're both so jacked and so muscular that I'm really worried that they're not going to last too long. We haven't seen quarterbacks that look like that be able to be flexible and consistent and healthy and throw the ball with consistent accuracy. And if that's not something that they're going to be able to do, that's going to hurt their longevity. We're talking about dynasty fantasy football. So that's why I had Stroud and Young above Richardson also, because I'm worried about Richardson might outproduce them early on because of his rushing, but I'm worried about his longevity. Same thing with Will Levis. Then Jordan Addison is still my wide receiver 2 in this class. Zay Flowers is my wide receiver 3. I love both of them. Zay Flowers sometimes I want to put him above Addison. Sometimes I do. Quentin Johnson is number 4 for me in the tier and my number 4 wide receiver. He is basically pick 11, so the very back of the first round is what I think he should be valued at. I'm probably not going to have any shares of Quentin Johnson. I think he is a lot riskier than people want to admit. He's not a very consistent catcher. He does not have good hands. He did not have good stats in college. He's basically big and athletic, and that's it. That's all we've got, really, right now, is he's a big athlete at wide receiver who can get up high point balls, but the problem is he's not a consistent catcher. He doesn't have good hands. And if that's something that he fixes, then great. If that's not something he fixes, then he's going to be a bust. So for me, especially in today's NFL, how many of those big, huge wide receivers are we seeing that are successful? We don't have those Brandon Marshalls and Dez Bryants and all those big, huge, lumbering receivers. We don't have those guys that are very successful as commonly as we used to. We've got Mike Evans. Like, if we just think about, like, the top performers in fantasy football at the wide receiver position, right? The average weight and height of these players, if you graphed it over the past 10 years, has gotten shorter and shorter and shorter. We used to have all those huge guys. AJ Green, another one. Julio Jones. All these bigger guys. It's gotten completely away from that and shifted to route running, to pristine route running. Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Ja'Marr Chase, all of these guys that are not very physically imposing, but are masters of their craft. And because of that, that's kind of where I shift when I look at the rookies for fantasy purposes. Jordan Addison is that. Zay Flowers is that. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is that. Quentin Johnson is not. Now, he could be, you know, he could be like a T. Higgins. He could be like a Mike Evans. He could be like a. There was one more. Oh, I was gonna say George Pickens, but George Pickens actually isn't big. He's just probably. He might be, honestly, between him and Ja'Marr Chase, and it's tough, in my opinion, might be the best 50-50 ball receiver in the league right now. Oh, Devontae Adams is another good one. But George Pickens, that dude catches everything. And I was all over him in the offseason last year. I don't remember if I put out a podcast about the wide receivers. I think I did. So I think you guys know that, the ones that have been listening from back then. But George Pickens, I really like him. Maybe Quentin Johnson could end up being like that a little bit, not to that degree. I mean, that's basically the opposite of what he is right now in terms of his hands and knowing how to come down with the ball. But with his physicality, with his strength, his size, people are hoping that's what he could be. Let's not get caught up in it though, because another player that people were tantalized by and starstruck by their size and their speed, and oh, look, he can get up and win 50-50 balls. Chase Claypool, that dude is nothing close to what people thought he was. And I kind of am getting same vibes from Quentin Johnson right now. So he's 11 for me. And then the next tier, so that is how many tiers? That's three tiers so far. Our first tier, just to go over it, keep you guys in the loop. First tier, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, Bijan Robinson. That's the top four picks. Next tier, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jahmyr Gibbs, Zach Charbonnet. That's picks five through seven. Third tier, Will Levis, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnson. That's picks 8 through 11. Now we are at the very last pick of the first round, and that is where I have Kendre Miller and then Roschon Johnson. So those guys are my next tier. I have not yet decided if that's going to close the tier or if I'm going to slip in. I'm not going to slip in another running back, but if I'm going to slip in a wide receiver or not into that tier, I might. I'm kind of undecided. I need to pay more attention. I haven't got too deep into the wide receivers. The running back class this year is kind of the one that I'm more intrigued by than the wide receivers. We don't have super great wide receivers at the top. We have good ones, very good ones, and Jaxon Smith could be great, but we don't have, excuse me, we don't have any of the CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson type of guys at the top. So, or even last year's, Drake London, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. I would say we have one of those, and that's Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But there was like five of them in last year's draft. So, in terms of just like rating, prospect rating, not like the type of prospect. With that said, that is what I got for you guys on this podcast. We've got my little top 13 since I wanted to throw Roschon in there. At the turn, I got Kendre Miller and Roschon Johnson. Those are the guys that I'm going to be having a lot of shares of because I have them way higher than others. And I'll probably have my fair shares of Zay Flowers too. He's very intriguing to me. He's somebody that I really like. With that said, thank you guys for listening. Drop a rating, drop a review. Hopefully, I'm not going to lie, I'm probably not going to be super consistent like I used to be, but hopefully I'm going to get out a wide receiver episode, maybe a quarterback episode. But I'm definitely planning on doing a mock draft before the draft because that's just something fun for me. I always like to compare my mock draft to other mock drafts by the experts that the experts put out, like Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks, Mel Kiper, all those people, and just see if I could get more matches than they do from player team fits in the first round. We'll see what happens, but just look forward to a mock draft episode and maybe some. Buy low, sell high, stuff like that, because I've got some names I want to talk about. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good one. Till next time. Peace.